Welcome to another episode on WinJet Studios. It's Naza Katin here from Fitness Reborn UK. And we have finally made it to the official January Blues Week, as they call it. Research shows this is the week, or yesterday, shall I say, is the day where most people end up abandoning their goals related to health and fitness, and it just becomes a cycle. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't need to be that way. If you are somebody, okay, first of all, let's ask a few questions. Have you set yourself new health and fitness goals for 2022? And the second question is, are you struggling now? Because if you are, then this video is for you. This live is for you. And there's no accidents when we tune into live. So I hope this gets to the right people in the right way and in the right manner. So being the January Blues is quite difficult for a lot of people. So I want to give you some simple but effective strategies that I help my clients with. If you are somebody who's struggling with your fitness goals, staying consistent, here's the main thing that I'm looking at. Consistent with your goals, struggling with motivation, or feeling like the winter is getting to you where you don't feel like getting out of bed too much and you're not feeling inspired. There are simple things that you can do, and it's understanding where your emotions are. As humans, we are all about emotions, emotions in motion. Every minute, every hour, every day, we are forever changing what's going on here and how we're feeling. I want you to start keeping a journal from now on. This is something that a lot of people don't take lightly, but it is one of the best investments that you can make for your own emotions, your well-being, and your fitness goals coming into the new year. If it's something that you've never done before, then do it, because you've got nothing to lose but everything to gain. And what you're going to do in this journal from now on is keep a track, not of food. This is where it gets really different here, right, from what you normally hear. Not of food, not of exercise, but how you are feeling. One of the things that I do with my clients, and I've seen this and it works all the time, the moment I'm able to see a pattern of emotions coming up, it's then easier to target what they did on that day or what they did the night before. And I'll give you a perfect example. Today, waking up, I'm feeling a bit off key. My training session wasn't as strong. Not physically, emotionally, I wasn't feeling strong. And the reason behind it was I indulged in my favorite food yesterday night, Thai food. A lot of rice, a lot of curry, dessert at the end. Therefore, that meant this morning I was so off track. So that gives me an indication. I've done this myself over the last couple of years, you know, where I'm trying to I'm trying to rebalance myself in so many different ways, or getting over an eating disorder, is keeping a journal of my emotions and how I'm feeling. And what happens is you find out what are the, is it the catalyst? Yeah, the catalyst that creates that feeling for you, that emotion for you. Guys, if you have any questions, please let me know. I'll try my best to answer all of them. If you guys need some advice also, I'd be more than happy to answer some of these and guide you along on this session as well. So going back, keeping a journal also helps you to stay focused. So for example, a client that came to me yesterday, her pattern is that she will start on Monday, and then what happens by Wednesday, she caves. She caves into her favorite food, chocolate, and then that creates a loop of her going into a yo-yo cycle with her relationship with food and exercise. And this is what we're trying to, how shall I say, uncover about yourself, about ourselves, about how we are connected with our emotions, food, and exercise. So that's one of the things that you can do from now on, or start thinking about it. If you are somebody who's been struggling, even starting maybe a fitness goal, or even starting to exercise, eating well because, you know, you failed to prep or anything, use this day or the next day, the next week as a starting point. I know a lot of people feel bad when they can't keep to their promise to themselves, or they come off the bandwagon. But all you have to do is reframe that in your head. That's because it's the 1st of January. It doesn't mean that you still can't catch up. I think this is really crucial. You can catch up, because every day is essentially, in my life, in my head, every day is a new day to reset. Every day is a new day to become reborn. And it's the choices that we make that get us to the end of the year feeling fulfilled, feeling nourished, and if we've done enough for ourselves. And that is now leading me to the second point. Ask yourself this question. How am I serving myself today? So every morning you wake up and you will ask yourself this question. How am I going to serve myself? If you are really on point, maybe the night before while you're getting your meals prepared, your calendar scheduled in, just like the way you would do when you're going into work for a 9-to-5 job or whatever job you're doing, you need to know who you're going to be seeing, who you're going to be speaking. I need to schedule in the clients that I'm going to be seeing so I know exactly who I'm dealing with. So you got to somehow go back and do it for yourself. How am I serving myself? If you even have a structured plan for the morning, that is good enough, right? So you have what we call parts of the day that's really structured. Like, for example, for me, my morning is on point. The rest of the day, I have no clue what the structure is sometimes. It's really disorganized, something that I need to work on, okay? But the morning and the evening, I'm really, really disciplined and focused. So I want you to go in and ask this question to yourself every single day. How am I serving myself? Then that means you have to then show up. I love this word, showing up. In 2018, on the journey into Fitness Reborn, I had this one sentence. How am I going to show up? Showing up for myself, showing up for my clients, showing up for all the relationships I had in my life, and that goes into my health, wealth, social activities, business, family. All of these things matter because it's a part of my life. It's an important component of my life. Health and fitness is another big part of my life because it allows me to then have those other parts of my life structured and on point, right? See what I said there? Fitness being the most foundational part of my life that is structured, that means I elevate in other areas of my life. I hope I'm making sense here. Showing up is a very, very important part that we do not discuss in the fitness industry. How are you showing up for yourself? Are you serving yourself? Are you committed? Are you staying on track with the promises that you made to yourself first thing in the morning? And how did you do that along the way? These are things that you have to ask yourself all the time. A lot of the times, the health and fitness industry doesn't really help us understand the psychology of fitness, the psychology of staying motivated, the psychology of what happens when somebody falls off track and then comes on track again. So you have to understand where you are first. Understanding your emotion is going to be a huge, huge part of your success every month, every year, or whatever your measurement of your program is. I want you to then now think about a few things out of the box. If it's something, like for example, if you are struggling with something at work, you would go and ask somebody senior to help you. Right or wrong? The answer is always, I need help. I need to ask somebody who can help me. My manager, my supervisor, my mentor, my coaches. I work to help me understand how this database works or how this formula works or what this spreadsheet means. Okay? If you're not familiar with it, you now need to become familiar with it, right? So you will get help. But sometimes because we are living, we carry this vessel with us. We think we know everything about our bodies, but in reality, we don't, okay? You're specialized in doing, I don't know, accounting. You're specialized in being a doctor. You're specialized in being whatever the job role is. That's what you're good at. Personal trainers, fitness coaches are specialized in helping people mentally, physically, and spiritually to get the components right around your physical health, and then we put it together. So if you are struggling in this area of your life, there is an abundance of fitness coaches, an abundance of health coaches that can help you. It's not just about knowing how to do a burpee. It's not just about knowing how to do a squat. It goes beyond that. It's understanding what parts of your body is working in relation to the environment, in relation to your mind, body, spirit. So it's asking for help in the right departments. I've opened up my membership So please make sure, you know, you get in touch with me if you need help. Get in touch with me to understand what the membership is about. It's there to guide you in a very unorthodox way, because I feel like the fitness industry has created a huge mess in the system, and it's down to individual personal trainers to help people, my audience, the people I want to see change, and guide them in a way where they are loving themselves. They are being compassionate with their health, mind, body as well, because we've gone into this trend where we just need to be on the hamster wheel because everybody else is doing it. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to explain to you how to do any fitness exercise until you get the psyche of your mindset right. The mindset is where a lot of us fumble. I was that person once as well. Listen, I have had injuries in the past. I have had psychological breakdowns, not having a good relationship with my body. You know, it has a huge effect in other areas of my life. My relationship with my parents was absolute a mess. My brothers and sisters, any romantic relationships, my work, everything was chaotic because I didn't know how to train for what my body was capable of. So those injuries, it does something to people when they're trying to get to a result, and there's prevention in the middle of the journey. So what we're trying to do on the membership is try to guide you in a more relaxed way, trying to guide you in a way where it doesn't feel like a chore. Statistics said, like, yesterday was one of the worst days where people came off their health and fitness goals. And I'm saying, no way, we're not doing this. And it's about teaching people how to break that pattern and moving away from something that's been familiar to them, bringing something that's unfamiliar, but you train this part in your muscle, the muscle in your brain, to learn something that's new and sticking to it. That leads to the sustainable outcome of the results. That being said, how to stay on track? I literally printed off a calendar to show you guys what you can do as well. Whatever helps, just do it. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. I do this on a yearly basis. And this morning, I realized I didn't print this calendar out. I hadn't ordered a calendar at the beginning of the year like I normally do. Normally, I'm very, very specific in what I want for the next year back in December. This year, I failed to do it. I just went with the flow. And now it's coming to catch me. Catch me in the backside, as they say. And it's not working for me. So I need to have a calendar with me all the time. Schedule in your workouts. Look, I just put a picture of myself just to show you guys. January, by the calendar, whatever you have to do. Last time I did this, it worked so much. But the idea for me was to stay consistent. Not consistent with training, though. For me, the idea was to stay consistent with my rest days. I have an addiction to exercise. It doesn't work all the time. It backfires as well. So for me, this was a great way to see it visually. Okay, Monday, I'm going to train X, Y, and Z. Tuesday, same thing. Wednesday, rest day. I will go and train if I don't see a rest day in my calendar. Okay, so this helps me stay on point. But for the majority of my followers, it's about moving. It's people feel like they can't do X, Y, and Z, or they're not motivated to go and train. They see it as a chore. Whereas the opposite is in Nazia's head. I need to learn how to rest. I need to learn how to take time out. So it's important for you guys to understand where you are in every component of your life. Remember this. Without your body, without your well-being, without your fitness, every part of your life is going to be, how I say, average. Every area of your life will be stagnant. Every area of your life is going to be mediocre, and we don't want that for 2022. My idea is to create people that are fully in love with themselves and getting you to step into the best version of yourself. But in order for us to all do this, we need to go on this journey of discovery and learning the things that we've been taught in the wrong way and relearning things in a different way. We have to have an open mind for this as well. The basic things in this game is something that we are overlooking. The basic thing, asking the right question, eating the right foods that you feel is going to help you that day, rather than getting stuck in this is healthy, this is bad, oh, I should and I must. get rid of that. Get rid of I must and I should. Get rid of oh, I felt. Who cares? Get back on it the next day. Okay. This is a part of my life that I have committed to. Okay. And I know how it's helped me in my entire whole journey since the age I was 17, in a good way and a bad way. So the bad way is what a lot of people are doing in terms of not knowing how to train for their body types, not knowing how to train for their emotional stability, not knowing how to train in the environment that they're in. You know, having not, some people don't have access to the gym, and it's teaching people, look, your body is the first gym. Use it and use it like X, Y, and Z. It's just showing and guiding people that you don't have to be stuck in your mindset in a way where you have been or have to do certain things because so-and-so is doing it, okay? The basic thing is for you to understand, first of all, what do you want, and create some tools and strategies to help you get to the other side, to the end goal. The idea of fitness coaches, the idea of me showing up with Fitness Reborn is to take you from a place of A to a place of B. So you're moving all the time, okay? In the same way you go to a job interview, those are moving compartments. Those are moving components that you need. You first need to apply for a job. No, first of all, you need to look for a job. Even before that, you need to know that you want a new job, okay? Then you apply for it. Then you write that application. Then that goes through. You wait. Maybe they call you for an interview. Then they invite you. Then you go for the interview. And that's the whole process. So if we apply that to our health and fitness goals in a similar way, one, am I aware that I need to change? What are the habits that I need to change? What are the things that I want to change? And then go through the process of seeing what you can do and take one day at a time. Remind yourself that this is a marathon. I've been on this marathon since the age of 17 years old, and I'm now 38, right? It is not the sprint. Who won the race? The tortoise did, not the hare, okay? So this is a long marathon. This is a marathon of you discovering yourself at the core of your existence. This is you discovering about life. Enjoying life. We're here to enjoy life, and you can't do that if you're ill, if you're sick, if you're depressed, if you're sad, if you don't have enough energy. Energy is a key word, right? Everything around us is energy. So I'm going to finish this. I want to invite you guys to come and join the membership on this platform, Inject Studios, Fitness Reborn UK. There's going to be videos every single week. There's going to be me showing up to serve you. And it's about helping you become the best version of yourself, falling in love with yourself in every aspect of your life. This is not a joke. In 2022, we're going to show up like we never shown up. We've already had 2 years to give us an insight of the things that we want and we don't want. So until next week, lots of love. Your fitness coach, Nazia, here at Winject Studios. Take care and feel free to email me, connect with me. I'd love to learn more about you. I'd love to learn who you are and get to know me too. Until then, take care.
Podcast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.